So after understanding sales promotion, we understand the another element called events and experiences. Earlier it used to be events only. Now the experience becomes an integral part. Retail experience, as we have seen it earlier, is increasingly playing a vital role. So several companies get into sponsorship of events. Yeah, so they sponsor certain events. So you see their names all over on the sponsored site, etc. They are part of the entertainment. So they're in entertainment, references come about their product, etc. So these are all ways that one can create an engagement with the customers and provide them the kind of an experience. Experience, when you say, even the retail branding, retail end, whatever that the brand offers, which creates the experience, favorable brand experience, then that is also part of the event sponsorship experiences, as you say. It reinforces the brand. And when you see that, the consumer is constantly evaluating you, and he's trying to see whether this brand goes with my need, this brand, stands in my frame of mind. Will I look, my self-image will improve or will deteriorate if I use this, etc. So reinforcement of the brand is very critical. Crucial is that you do other marketing communication. So this is not again a standalone tool. It is weaved in along with the other marketing communication. So when BMC continues to advertise about, when BMW continues to advertise about their luxury car, or Audi continues to advertise about their luxurious car, they kind of create and sponsor unusual events like golf events, etc. They are, which is right for that target audience. So sponsorship reinforces this thing, and then you have to be seen to be at the right place. So the consumer who's constantly building an image about you tries, he gets aligned with your image, and therefore he feels that need to have you in his life. Experiences refers to the marketing communication utilizing an opportunity to provide an experience or create an experience for the customers. Call for demo, that's a creation of an experience. Or a communication when you reach our shops and all, the kind of a message that they display out there, either your brand ambassador as if he's talking to you, etc. So what kind of a pictorial representation they're putting out here, these are all going to create the kind of experience, free sampling, etc. that they try to provide, the scents, perfumes guys do that, various Nescafes, sachets and all are, given to you. Overall, if they are in your authorized showroom, etc., then the entire physical evidence, entire look and feel creates the experience. A customer moves by what he experiences by being your authorized showroom. Backlit display, kiosk, last screen running, etc., videos and, compels the consumer. So when you are in the McDonald's and you see on a large TV screen a video running which shows that jelly being topped up onto the ice or this thing, etc., you feel excited, or big burger, somebody crushing and eating it, etc. All those things are just to induce you, provide you an experience or kind of close to real life experience, so that you become keen to use that product. Then comes the public relation and publicity. A public relation is essentially about managing the image. When it comes to management of the image, you have to have the relationship built between the organization and the stakeholders. So it is various stakeholders come into picture. There are different public, as they say, under the public relation. So general public, shareholders, press, government, they are all part or recognized as a public. You have to maintain your relationship with them because you have to create specific image in their mind. It influences the opinion about the company. So way you communicate, what you communicate, etc., builds the opinion among the various stakeholders. They may not be your consumer, that's immaterial. Thus, it needs to work towards closing the gap. So you have to decide what is the desired image you want. While you evaluate, you may find that there is a gap between the desired image and what is the current image. And then you have to do series of activities which is popularized, which is publicized, using a public relation approach. Consumer at his end, when receives those input information, etc., starts building or shifting their image about you, opinion about you. So that is a role that public relation has to play. Next is a direct marketing, direct and interactive marketing. The word is included as a direct and interactive marketing. Another aspect is a digital direct marketing. So that's also out here. The use of direct media to reach target audience. Here the intermediaries are excluded. You reach directly to your consumers. It's like a mailing, telephone activity, internet, catalog sales, etc. These are all some of this thing. And today, what is happening is even the advertising, etc., the broadcast and all have started becoming direct response. Direct response is a part of the direct marketing, but here it offers a response tool. They tell you, like, you know, call now on this number, or give a missed call on this number, or SMS this to do this, or download the app now and get your first order at 50% off. These are all the response tool, yani, which is now built into the direct marketing. And as it is through a digital medium, it is called as a digital direct response marketing. Okay, dealing is directly by bypassing the intermediary. However, increasingly now intermediaries are also roped in to play a critical role in the direct marketing. Company through its initiative may get the order, but maybe the order is supplied and serviced by the nearest intermediary. So that's a very critical aspect. It allows you to create and sustain a personal communication. The advantage is you are personally in touch with the customer. You are able to personalize your communication to him. Therefore, you are likely to get better attention. Learning more, generally used as a direct sales channel, which I have just explained. It also helps the sales to get a qualified lead. Direct marketing through the telephones and, you know, that you see or emailer that you get, etc. And when you click the next step, what sales guy get, the personal selling person gets, is a qualified lead. And this is a person who has shown an additional interest. It can be used for follow-up, cross-sales, etc. You get many times a telecaller calling you again and again, or an upgrade request comes to you, because now they know you personally. They have seen your buying behavior. They have seen what kind of thing you buy, and they try to either upgrade you or cross-sell you. Upgrade means they offer you that, you know, buy our, now you are a gold card member, we are making you a platinum card member. First year free, next year onwards. So that's an upgrade or a cross-sell. Yannick, while I am using, say, Gillette products, Gillette tries to cross-sell me their moisturizer, their aftershave, etc. So that kind of a cross-sell happens. Most important aspect is direct marketing also creates the word of mouth. Word of mouth and the referral sale is a critical aspect. Referral is you ask the customer, your existing customers who is regularly in touch with you, you are in touch with him and you see him is regularly buying from you, then you seek the referral. When he gives a referral, he also benefits possibly, and the guy you get is a new reference from which you may get a business. Interactive marketing, which is mentioned as a separate this thing now, it's a tool under the Marcom tool. It facilitates the customer interaction with the firm online and can get you their queries resolved. So essentially aimed at handling the queries, and through a queries you try to satisfy the customer's information search need. So customer, as we know, as we move forward also, we'll see that information search is a primary phase which consumer passes through. That's the phase, if you support him, he may buy more from you. Most websites nowadays also have a chatbot, you know, which may be AI enabled or whatever you say. But that's a chatbot which enables the initial queries being handled, understanding consumer need, and then putting him or her onto the right contact. Interactive marketing facilitates also info sharing. They trail your movements, and accordingly what you are searching, what you are, you know, looking for, etc. Based on that, the information feed happens, or you search specific information that is made available. That all that is possible because marketing communication people have taken a trouble to feed all this information on the digital media. You get a relevant emails, etc. So email is also today a powerful tool. You download an ebook. For downloading, you may submit your email. So that's the email, then later on used to send you newsletters, etc. So that way they keep in touch. So it's an interactiveness, which is an essential element in the marketing today. So these are the various aspects which builds the interactivity. Word of mouth is another powerful tool, especially again in the digital area. It used to be a traditional area where also the word of mouth was powerful, but then this phase came where advertising and etc. have taken a control in their hand. And now again, digital media, the word of mouth is becoming more powerful because it is very easy. It spreads so fast. It's a widely used method wherein manufacturer or the seller implants a story or a success or a testimony, etc., or creative advertisement, mouth watering chocolates or those kind of thing. Then when you like it, you will share with 10 other people. You may comment about it, you may give likes, you may forward, etc. So these are all aspects of a word of mouth. this method is very crucial for the firm, because what happens is, one is builds the brand, vis-a-vis it spreads, it reaches out to far and wide audience at a minimal cost, or rather no cost, so to say, vis-a-vis any other form of advertising. And brand, if it does this well, its image and awareness takes a next leap. So that's why word of mouth is critical. Personal selling is a one-to-one selling, another element of a MCM. As you constantly see this term MCM is a marketing communication mix. So personal selling is another element in that. It's about one-on-one approach. So personal selling is not necessarily that salesman coming to your door. You may go to an Apple store and there the guy attends you. Or you may go to a Dell store, the Dell salesman attends you. That's a personal selling. You go to any retail shop, the guy attends you. That's a personal selling. Okay. So here, the advantage is one-on-one conversation, demonstration ability. You have an option to ask as many queries. On the other end, the sales guy or whoever is attending you has an ability. Based on his ability, he can utilize to use the right cues for you, so that you can be induced to buy, etc. Or mold his conversation, depending on what you are suspecting or what you are expecting, kind of a thing. It is an immediate feedback is possible. Okay, and each one can evaluate the others. That's the power of it. Here, salesperson can adopt message. So that was what I was trying to tell you. He can adopt his communication with the customer after knowing him exactly or his needs, etc. Misunderstanding here are minimal, because you are face to face, you can ask as many times. So that's a personal selling. Negotiation is possible. Here you have an ability to negotiate, which is not the case with Amazons or Flipkarts, etc. However, it needs a higher cost, because you have to invest in people, you have to train them, you have to retain them. Okay, so that's what is the cost on to you. However, reach and frequency of personal selling could be lower due to higher cost, because they cannot be present everywhere every time. So to create either the reach or the frequency, you have to have as many large number, which is not so viable, all said and done. So that's personal selling we have understood. So now we come to understand what is the role of marketing communication. How does marketing communication make the difference? So that's also a role. The question may come in as if, how come marketing communication make the difference? So Marcom role covers following deliverables. The deliverable. What are the deliverables of Marcom communication? So friends, please look at it in 2-3 ways, so that you understand when the question comes, the right answer is put in. Otherwise, very often students know so many things, but just because they have at that point of time wrongly probably analyzed what has been asked, they tend to get into a different type of an answer. This is just a tip, friendly tip. Voice of the company. So essentially, first aspect is the voice of the company. Contribute to customers' equity. So voice of the company is all about what you are trying to convey, not only about the solution, about yourself, about the brand, about your legacy, history, whatever. So that's what is communicated. Contribute to customer equity. By constantly remaining in touch, keep the awareness high, build the equity, build the loyalty, etc. So that way you are able to sustain and retain the same customers. Contribute to the brand equity. So there's a whole concept called brand equity. After repeat purchase over a long period of time, you can say that your brand has built an equity with large number of people. It is like consumers are more keen to have you or be with you, so to say. Not only have you, be with you. That's a brand equity. Provide product information. Make the product information most easily available. So that's also a role of a marketing communication. And lead to purchase. So it should, at the end, create a compelling reason and offer him a call to action, so that he finally buys the product from you. He finally buys the product from you, or what is offered by you as a solution. So that's the role of a marketing communication, or you can say the deliverable expected from any marketing communication. So now let's understand the marketing communication objective. What does marketing communication is supposed to achieve? So essentially, it's a three strong points: to communicate, to compete, and to convince. Communicate various aspects about the product, the solution, the brand, and the image, etc. Build the image about the persona of the people, etc. So that's various communication, even communicating an offer, etc. To compete means it has to differentiate you from the rest. That's also an essential objective of Marcom. And to convince, at the end, to convince customer that you are the only best solution, and therefore consumer must try you. So that's the objective with which marketing communication is done. So three core objectives: communicate, compete, and convince. Okay, I have explained this little earlier detail, so let me be little pro quickly. So communicate means the primary purpose is to your solution that you are offering, the service that you are providing, or the ideas that you have should reach out to your people in a manner that you expect them to know. Principle is, of course, to remember in mind that is like, you know, is the intention is to inform. So having done that, inform in a manner you are essentially you found to be useful, you are truthful, and you are accurate. So that is a need about the information. So both the product solution aspects or the service solution aspects, using various words, images, various creative, etc., should be put forward to the recipient or the targeted group. That's the way the communication happens. To compete means helping the company to differentiate. The brand should convey that you are not among the others, you are different, you provide a different solution. So that's how you effectively differentiate. It's only through that marcom that company is able to appeal to the subconscious mind of the consumer, where he builds the perception about you. So when he starts building the perception, how are you communicating becomes very critical. Therefore, marcom is also responsible to compete. So marcom is employed both for defensiveness or offensiveness. Sometimes you are in a challenging position, you go into an offensive mode. Sometimes you are facing an aggressive competition, you have to be in the defensive mode. So that's a competition aspect of a marketing communication objective. And convince is ultimately the idea is that the consumer should get convinced about your solution, and therefore he should try or buy your product. So you present this in a manner that it enables the consumer to defy it through his cognitive ability, means his ability to understand your information in such a way that he makes the decision that you are a right solution for him. And to that to happen, of course, you have to follow certain way to communicate. When convince is a subject matter, you may have to re-convince many times. So you may find that consumers are not or moving away from your product, then you may need to re-convince them to start reusing you, etc., as the case may be. Marcom is constantly therefore driven by any of these three objectives or mix of these three objectives. So that is what is one need to remember when you have a discussion about marcom objectives. These three perspective needs to come. Now we are at a very important phase. We are trying to understand the communication process. So friends, you may find initially these slides are there, and there are points also in detail. I may be little basic in terms of explanation because the same thing is getting elaborately explained from 5.7.1 section as we move forward. Here is the broad communication process. This is by Wilbur Schramm. You may wonder what is so unique about. But yeah, that is what he brought forward for the marketing communication people. So there is a sender, there is a message, and there is a receiver. What happens then? We need to understand this modified communication model also, wherein sender is the one who is a initiator of the message. We will learn more about it in 5.7.1 onwards. Encoding. When that message is sent, sender is to encode or construct or put it in such a way that the intended message elicits equally the same type of response as expected after consumer understands the way he is supposed to understand. So that's the challenge of encoding. For encoding, therefore we use words, pictures, virtual, you know, visuals, etc., action, emotions in such a way that consumer when receives decodes it in a right manner as you expect. So there is a receiver. So I have already told you, receiver is the one who gets exposed. He gets your message on advertisement, on mobile, on Instagram. So he's a receiver. He gets exposed. He decodes it. Decode means he dissects your message and pulls out what he feels about. So that's what's the decoding. Now your challenge is as a sender, he must decode the way you want him to decode and create that desired perception. After decoding, the consumer responds. Some may respond, some may just ignore, some may repeatedly keep seeing you and builds perception internally. So action reveals a lot about the message. So how effective your message is all depending on the action that the consumer finally take. In all this process, there is a feedback. Feedback is a customer's response to the given call to action. So how many have done this? So that's your feedback. So that determines your success, etc. Term called noise. Noise is the entire environmental factor in which the sender encodes and sends the message, and consumer receives and decodes the message. So every environmental aspect surrounding him creates a noise. Noise is in which communication happens to be processed. So when you say the noise is due to other brand communication, noise is due to other news, noise is due to distractions by the substitute products, etc. So consumer is constantly being fed all these things. So that's where what you call a noise. Or there are too many ads on the same page. That also creates a noise. We call it a clutter in a different way. It is also noise is the also inferences and distractions that can adversely impact your transmission, adversely impact decoding, etc. So something that leads to adverse impact on decoding or a transmission, then that's a noise. Also inferences and distractions that can affect the transmission. So even the external factor in the thunderstorm, etc., say Tata Sky doesn't work, and that's the time you scheduled your release. Suppose if that's the case, then that's a created a noise. In short, brand messages must have an impact. So that's a given truth. Get attention. So to have this impact, you have to have the attention as well as a memorable impression created in the mind of the recipient of the message. So that's the gist of marketing communication process. We will be studying this in detail, as I have been always telling you. Here is a figure representation of this. So there is a sender, he communicates. So there is a message part that we saw. He communicates this to the receiver. A receiver, based on his understanding, takes the action or doesn't take the action. Both are a feedback for you. Both aspects, customer taking an action or not taking an action, receiver taking or not taking, is a feedback for you. And overall, you see that red circle, it's a noise. While this communication is happening, lot of other things are also getting communicated to the consumer. Now, within all this, he has to decode the way you want him to decode. So we will understand this one by one, the source and encoding aspect of it. He sender has a communication to send to the receiver. Now, message when created, it carries the brand name. So along with the message, what is getting communicated is a brand. So it's about the solution by a specific brand, aftershave. So, you know, heals your wound after the shaving, etc. So that's an aftershave. So that's what is the communication happening. But then consumers see who's telling me. So that's a Gillette. So that's how it happens. Advertising is a source of message. So advertiser creates that message and he is releasing it for advertising. So when he releases, it becomes an advertising. So okay, till that it is not an advertising. Okay, perceived integrity of the sender is crucial. Who's sending is also very critical. Receiver knows while decoding that seller wants to sell. So that's a given fact. And whenever you receive a message, you know that he wants me to buy from him. So that's what. So when the ads are decoded, consumers are always cautious. They are not necessarily in the buying frame of mind. This natural consumer cautiousness is the reason why building the trust is very critical. Now, if you have a trust already established, then the consumers will believe your message more truthfully. The encoding is generally the responsibility of the communication agency. The agency who is helping you is responsible for encoding of the message. So encoding is a construct using video, visuals, words, etc. in a way that what you want to communicate gets communicated. Message is a derivative of the brand position. So a message has to sync with the brand position. You have created certain space in the mind of the consumer. So you can't have an abstract message is being thrown at the consumer. It should meet with the consumer's existing perception. And for that, there are vehicles suitable. So again, with the brand perception or brand image that you have created, certain media vehicles are appropriate for continuing to build that. And during encoding, agency must be clear that the target audience understands the word, pictures, etc. So whatever that he has used to construct your message, agency should be very clear that the target audience is in a frame of mind to understand. Then comes the concept of a brand message. Defined as all the information and experiences that impact how consumers and stakeholders perceive a brand. So when a communication, that message creates a perception in the mind of the receiver, that needs to be understood. So that message is a brand message because it builds the perception in the mind of the consumer. So various mediums through which the message can be sent, I've been always saying this print, broadcast, etc., should reach the larger part of the audience. So that's a reach. So first is a reach. The brand message is to first create a reach and then through a frequency create a more awareness and then lead to influence and the call to action. Engage consumers to build a better brand positioning. So you constantly keep an engagement with the consumers so that your positioning gets strengthened over a period. So that's what the role of a brand message. Role is to, of course, introduce new products. So if it's a new, it is coming to you as a new product, or they create a teaser, which is prior to the launch. So there also is a role played. Is a teaser is to introduce you the new product, create mass awareness, create a required level of awareness. Awareness is a result of reach and frequency that you will use. So how you reach and then what kind of frequency with which you keep appearing. So that will create an awareness. Image is a constant delivery of a promise, and then how you put this to the consumers, he starts believing you, what you are saying. Promotional offer, so you come with a festival offer or you come with certain off-season offers, etc. So you have to make a promotional offer. Develop equity. Over a period of time, your brand should build that equity, and whatever you say, the consumer starts believing you. And ultimately, it should create a relationship. Brand should build a relationship, kind of a rapport where customers feel that coming to you is always an experience, you know. So always a favorable experience, so to say. So that's a relationship. He starts trusting you, starts believing you. So that's the role of a brand messages. So this six aspects covers the role of the brand messages. Then comes the channel. Media channel. Channel, when I say, is the various ways, the mode by which you communicate and your communication travels from the sender to the receiver. So that's the channel. Media channel links the company with the customer. So newspaper, magazine, TV, print, broadcast, etc. are channel, as we say. One need to really understand the difference between channel and the vehicle. So if TV is a channel, please remember, or a media in simple term. However, under that, what is a vehicle that takes you to the consumer or a target audience? It is either your choice of a Sony or a Colors, you know, Dance India Dance or whatever, Indian Idol program, etc. So when you choose that, that's a vehicle. So broadcast media channel is television, and then the media vehicle is star. Media vehicle is like a Dance India Dance show or Idol, Indian Idol show, etc. So that's what is a vehicle. You must remember these distinctions very well. Word of mouth is a prayer, you know, packaging to play and packaging. So other than those print, broadcasts and those kind of internet or online media that we discussed about, there are a few other aspects like a word of mouth. Even packaging plays that role as a media channel, so to say. Innovations are always expected. Now every media is evolving. Now you see that the cinema advertisement has again come back. Digital offers everyday new innovations. Noise, as I was telling earlier also, it's a complete environment where a lot of distractions are going to happen. Distractions due to environmental noise. Distractions due to environmental noise, when I say wrong thunder showers, etc., which disturbs the signals, etc. Noise due to the brand communication. So you are communicating, competition is communicating. That impacts the decoding ability of the consumer. Decoding ability is depending on the ability of the consumer to perceive rightly. That's first. And the environment in which is decoding it. So that's what. So throughout the communication process, the message is subject to extraneous factors, you know, that distorts the transmission. He is not probably heard your message fully, but he has still perceived something about you. So that's because he's in a hurry or he's faced so many messages together. It is essential for advertisers to therefore avoid clutter. As we say, avoid means declutter yourself. You either break through the message strength, you break through the format, you break through the size, etc. Various ways you have to break the clutter. So then you break the noise. When you break the noise, you are noticed. So that's a critical message. Due to the clutter, particular brand message gets lost, as I told you. So I have summed up, you have to break the clutter. Clutter is due to various reasons. It could be competition, substitute product communicating, environmental pressure. There is sudden some calamities. There is sudden some pandemic which is happening that is creating a clutter because everything is talking about that. It's important to note that competition clutter needs to be understood. Even competition is facing a clutter. So you have to not only understand your clutter, you have to understand what clutter competition is facing. From there, find the way, find the media channel or a media that will help you to break the clutter and helps you stand your message out. Stand your message out. Okay. The receiver and the decoding. So now comes the receiver. We are understanding how receiver and how it decodes it. Intended receiver is the target audience. So target audience is supposed to receive your message. You are putting all the money in a media which takes you closest to your identified target group, not necessarily all people. Sender and the media channel. So sender has chosen a media channel and a media vehicle to reach final target audience. It's the receiver who decodes the message. Receiver when receives the message, he decodes it. This decoding happens along with the perception, ability, knowledge, understanding that the consumer has, and it should essentially match with the effort of the sender. Sender wants to communicate a specific message. Same message has to be understood the way sender wants the receiver to understand. And therefore, the science of pre-test, etc. are critically done by advertiser, especially during a new product launch and all. So now let's understand about feedback. We have understood briefly earlier. It's a receiver set of reaction. A feedback is a receiver set of reaction to the message which has been delivered to him. Now, this is a feedback, as I told you earlier also, whether action is taken or not taken, both are a feedback to marketer. It lets the sender monitor how the intended message is being decoded. If it is decoded correctly and persuasive enough, more action will happen. If it is not so, no action will happen. Both is a feedback to the marketer. It gives a chance, and a marketer gets a chance to know how the noise has been handled by them also. So whether that way they've decided to break the clutter was right or not. Call to action, whether that is effective or not, that also gives an idea. Whatever that they've given as a call to action, whether download, whether give a missed call or write on this website or visit website, whatever, that call to action, whether that is working or not. You know, marketers often need to use other feedback determination methods also, which is either through survey and through other means, but this is a direct feedback. Action, no action, which call to action is worked, not worked, etc. is a direct feedback. Depending on the feedback, success or the failure of the marketing communication is concluded. Better the response, success. If no response or poor, you are not successful. Successful marketing communication, therefore, at the end, after understanding feedback, these are the points that one need to remember. What makes the marketing communication successful, or to make the marketing communication successful, what needs to be handled? So, appropriate source. So, there has to be a right source that you choose. This is from the marketing communication framework. Okay. Develop an effective message. So, then encode that effective message. And so after develop encode, you select the channel and the media vehicle to reach your target audience. That is very critical, and ensure the delivery and decoding as you expect. That is through feedback and all, then you monitor your success. So that also probably point can come, monitor feedback to determine effectiveness of your marketing communication. So these are the points which makes the marketing communication successful. So now we come to a very important section, which is consumer response model. In one of the learning objects, I said there is a way the consumer go about before purchasing, and even after purchasing, certain things happen. So what is that consumer response model? So we are going to understand multiple response models out here. So that's why this section is important that way. Important aspect of developing effective communication program, of course, is that understand the response process of the receiver. Understand how the receiver responds to various things before moving towards specific behavior. Specific behavior is the behavior that you want, call to action that you want him to take. How the promotional efforts of your marketeers influence consumer behavior. Now, the behavior either needs to be sustained or change. If there is a negative behavior towards your brand or the product, you need to make it favorable, etc. But consumer will not suddenly change. He moves through a series of things, and that is what needs to be understood. That is what these response models are all about. They have following objectives. Marketeers, we repeatedly keep coming to this: create an awareness, trigger the interest, grab lucrative offer, means provide an offer which is very lucrative, convey detailed information, provide as many information to enable the decision making, change behavior, favorable behavior disposition has to be made. Consumer may not be in a very, he may be in a neutral stage, then he should recognize ke bhai, oh, this is a solution that I have been looking out for more. Or he may be against you. You need to then create a favorable disposition about. There are many, you know, female hygiene products or a maternity control products, etc. They are like earlier there was resistance or a ignorance, which is now making it favorable. A pregnancy determination kit. Who thought earlier? Yani now when it is coming, now they are making it more and more, you know, awareness. So that awareness creates a shift. That for easy this thing, if you find any suspicion, doubt, use that. So that's what the change that has come. So we understand now this response models, and we have to understand various response model. As you see, there are two dimension, vertical and models. Vertical dimension remains constant, which is the stages in the consumer goes through these three stages: cognitive, affective, and behavioral. However, there are four different models that we will be studying. So first model, if I take, it is known as an AIDA model, which is attention, interest, desire, and action. But before I come to that, let me explain you the essential vertical part. Cognitive means information based knowledge driven conclusion. So to decide something, you need an information. Information is sufficient enough that enables the consumers to analyze it. And when he analyzes, he is in a state of determination. So that's what is a cognitive stage. Affective stage, when you get a complete picture, when you get complete information, when you have compared things, then you become an affective this thing. You are now more or less convinced that this is the right product. And then the behavioral stage is when cognitive and affective is favorably poised, mostly your behavior will be towards fulfilling the need and the desire. So you will get into behavioral mode of taking desired action. However, this is a definitive structure. Many times what happens, the sequence may change. Sequence may change. So I am window shopping. I am walking, I saw a thing, I saw a dress, I bought the dress. Then after buying the dress, I then check, array, what is this store stands for? Oh, does he have a name? Is this the dress in vogue today? So those kind of things. So what has happened? Behavior has taken over my cognitive and affective stage. But after I took the behavioral decision, then I determine more about this store. Then I decide whether my decision was correct. That is an affective. So this is the one aspect that we need to remember essentially. Thank you.